Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is Monday, the 29th day of August, 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. He hasn't joined us in a couple of weeks. He'll be coming up at the waypoint, the halfway point, about an hour and a half. Paul Joseph Watson with his report from the Prison Planet. Why do we call the website prisonplanet.com? Because the globalist, the architects, the control freaks, the overlords, the parasite masters are creating a prison planet while playing us off against each other. Republican versus Democrat, you know, Muslim versus Christian, North against South. It's just the same old story of divide and conquer. And we're here exposing that, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We'll also have wide open phones today. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. The websites aren't just prisonplanet.com. There's also prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, and infowars.com. U.S. oil surges $4 to record price above $70 a barrel because of the hurricane that has missed New Orleans predominantly. There is some flooding going on, but no deaths, thank God, being reported. But there would have been a direct hit on the city. We are looking at total flooding and billions of dollars of damage, but just like the bullet they dodged last year, this Category 5 hurricane slowed down to Category 4 as it went on land, and the main force of the storm, the 145-mile-an-hour winds, missed most of the city of New Orleans down there in Sin City Central. And I do have some comments about the hurricane. Lord Bush cut the funding, the federal funding, which there shouldn't even be federal funding to begin with, but the government's going to be doling money out. They cut the federal funding at record levels for trying to repair and strengthen the levees around the city, which is several feet below sea level and sinking, what, 3 or 4 inches a year. The city is sinking. And the Houston Chronicle reported last year, and we've pulled this article out, that thousands could die if there's ever a direct hit on New Orleans by a hurricane. So more people could die by a direct hit by a hurricane than on 9/11, but is the government spending just a few paltry $100 million to protect that city, which they could do 100%? Absolutely not. But the government says give up all your freedoms, a terrorist might blow up a bus, we've got to destroy 230 years of American freedom and be the greatest police state the world's ever seen because the evil Al-Qaedas might get us. And of course, those Al-Qaedas, the Al-Qaedis, are Al-CIA-tas or Al-MI-6s, as we have exhaustively dominated. U.S. to have more quarantine stations. They're tripling the number. This is due to the fact of the bird flu and the swine flu, and Britain's elite get pills to survive the bird flu. This out of the Times of London today. Don't worry, I'm sure that some of the patriots for profit out there will have a magical cream for you that will heal you of this, or perhaps a magic pyramid. But believe me, it's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get good nutrition and pray to God to protect you from such things. But frankly, I don't think that the bird flu is that big of a threat. I think it's a high threat. Being pushed by the CFR. We'll talk about that. Also, the head of the Federal Reserve is out fear-mongering as well. And I am concerned about what Alan Greenspan's saying. We'll tell you about that when we get back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this hour. Paul Watson with his weekly report will be joining us in the middle of the next hour at the Waypoint. In this broadcast, it is the 29th day of August 2005. Coming up, we'll give you the latest on the hurricane, now down to a Category 4, and not as deadly as some in the mainstream media were predicting, thank God. It turned away a little bit from a dead-on attack on New Orleans, but still is causing quite a few problems, but they have, it seems, dodged that bullet. We also have oil prices exploding to over all-time record, breaking the previous records the last month of over $70 a barrel. And we have new revelations coming out just across the board on government corruption, bid rigging, what's happening in Iraq, endless police state measures across the United States, a lot of really important news coming up today. But for those that are joining us for the first time, this broadcast is not about being left-wing or right-wing. Those are false political terms that didn't exist in our political lexicon until about 110 years ago. The big robber barons bought off with endowments the major universities and the political professors, and they introduced new terms that mean absolutely nothing. left wing before that was associated with the feminine or with the fallen nature of man through Eve or the sinister. Sinister, in, I guess in Latin, just means left or left-handed, and thus became one and the same with evil motives or activities. So before 110 years ago, left wing and right wing didn't exist. Now, you have to ask yourself, what did exist before that? See, this is how they steal your past from you so you don't know your present or your future. They take the charts away from you as if you were a mariner. They take the maps away from you, and they give you bad charts so you run aground, and they rename running aground. Running aground is good. And so when you run aground, you think that that's good. And as your society dies and falls apart, the new false chart, the new false rules of the game tell you that it's wonderful. That enslavement and sickness and death and idiocy and gibbering, frozen continual adolescence is good when it's not. Man, I tell you, I took off the last week, did some work for part of the week, and went and visited family, and then went to the beach for a couple days, and spent a little bit of time. I mean, I haven't had a vacation in years. I've taken off a day or two, maybe once a year, but I just hadn't spent any time with my family in a long time, so I took off the last week. I want to thank Jack Blood and Erskine for filling in one of the days, and we ran rebroadcast the others. But, end of summer, people are starting school. It is the ultimate doldrums of talk radio, last week is, and so we took off. But a lot has happened, and there's a lot I want to talk about, and it feels really weird to have not been on the air for a week and not done the average 20 or so interviews I would have done last week on top of it. So I'm kind of getting back into my stride right now, and I guess it kind of is like jumping back on a bike, but I'm a little bit more scatterbrained than normal than I normally am, because I've just got so much I want to talk about. But bottom line, folks, you've been given false terms, okay? Before there was this left and right false system, it was issue-driven. More liberty or less liberty? Is this guy a tyrant or is he for freedom? And that's what the campaigns were all about. They were about individual rights, local autonomy. The issues were about the government servants serving the people and groveling properly to us, stepping and fetching it, basically. And now it's about licking the boots of government and being little fat, domesticated idiots. And look, I know that the average person wants to think everything's fine with the world and wants to trust their government and think that it's like their mommy or their daddy and there to take care of them, and so everything's fine, and none of us have any responsibilities. But that's just not the reality. Just because you're in denial about that doesn't mean the threat isn't there and isn't growing. And, I never really have time anymore to read for enjoyment. Literally, I just don't. I mean, I enjoy working, I enjoy fighting the New World Order. So that, I guess, is my rest and relaxation, is just more work. But taking off the last 7 days, fully, 7 days, taking off those days, I had time to read David McCullough's 1776. I had time, Pulitzer Prize winner, I had time to listen to a book on tape of an older British history of the Revolutionary War. I didn't plan my vacation that way, to spend time reading the Federalist Papers and reading some of the letters of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, but I just, that's what I basically did. Staying up late at night several times, just, reading. And I have to admit, my eyes many times got filled with tears. I mean, when you think about people who literally, and this is even the British histories, didn't have shoes because they weren't supplied, and the old shoes would break pretty quickly, would fall apart very quickly. And when you read about people, just 1,000 or so people rebels, as they were called, in the Continental Army at that time in early 1776. They weren't even called the Continental Army. The Provincial Army climbing, you know, the cliffs of Ticonderoga. You know, why do we have warships, you know, a warship named Ticonderoga? I bet you $1 million that most of the people on board the Ticonderoga or at Fort Ticonderoga don't even know why it's named that. That's how dumbed down we've gotten. We don't know why things are named things or why D.C. is named Washington, D.C. But anyways, they go up there and they get these giant cannons, some of them 24-pounders, you know, that weigh tons and tons, and they dragged them without shoes. And, you know, British spies who saw them saw people walking with a trail of blood with their feet, with just blood dripping out of their feet, dragging the giant cannons. And, you know, 3,000 of Washington's forces fighting 20,000, you know, 10,000 Hessians and 10,000 British with the latest weapons and losing over and over again, just slaughtering our troops over and over again. But always we killed more of them than they killed of us, or in almost every case. And just letting them overcome us, letting them, you know, just basically bashing ourselves, you know, the Americans, up against them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, battles where our troops would only have one shot to fire because that's all the powder they had. Just unbelievable. And the spies and the backstabbing secret Tories running around spreading lies about General Washington and General Greene and General Israel Putman and just all of them. The same scum today. You know, running around spreading their lies and attacking patriots and doing what they do. But I just thought about how weak we are today. I mean, just words cannot describe how a lot of the Revolutionary Army against the British fist, that had never been defeated, by the way, I mean, just, you know, 400 ships landing, disgorging 40,000 troops, and, 4,000 troops facing them in Brooklyn. I mean, it's just incredible. Bunker Hill, just all of it. And I wrote a bunch of notes, stuff I wanted to talk about, and of course I didn't bring them into the studio. And you know, my humble brain just cannot describe the eloquence and the intelligence and the courage and the honor and just, I mean, folks, I read a history that was anti-American. I like to read both sides, and it was you know, talking about the incredible fortitude of the American forces. And then to just look at us today, slovenly, stupid, people who don't even know where their state capitals are, who don't have any idea about where, you know, major land masses or continents are, who don't know about the three branches of government, that don't know what the Fourth Amendment is, or the Tenth, or the Ninth, or the Seventh, who don't have any inkling of anything, just mindless idiots. And I'm talking about the Democrats, I'm talking about the Republicans. We have just been domesticated. We are the children of the children of the children of the children of spoiled brats. We talk about the World War II generation being the greatest generation, and yeah, they were more moral and more informed and more intelligent and more brave in many cases than we are today, but compared to people in 1776, I'm telling you folks, the greatest generation, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it, is not the World War II generation. It's the generation of 1776 and that 12-year war for 1798. Longer than that. 88. It just makes my head spin. Oh, and to read what globalists in Europe were saying about how they would lose their empire of control over their slaves if we had this bad example in America. We're fighting the same people today.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
I need to cover what's happening with oil prices and all of it. I just want to do justice to our founding fathers and the women and the families that supported them. And I'm not saying all Americans are evil or stupid or bad. It's just that when you've had plenty this long, when you've had the types of blessings that liberty gives you, to then have no inkling of where it all came from, and no idea the shoulders, the type of shoulders that we stand upon, it makes me sick. I mean, when I read about, say, a colonel in the glorious Revolutionary Army in this nation's history, you know, where the colonel's two-year-old son dies, and he gets the letter on the eve of a battle, and then how he has to suck it up and go and fight the enemy, you know, his little baby dying of a fever, and you know, he wasn't there to take care of them, and, you know, just the stories of families losing all three of their sons, and how the British would torture American citizens, and how they would rape whole cities, women. I mean, this is in the British histories, and the British generals writing letters about, ah, our boys are hungry for their blood, and they raped their women and killed their children. Ha, 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 it's so good. And the Hessians really love it. We caught a 12-year-old revolutionary in the front lines who we'd shot, and he was begging for his mommy as the Hessians bayoneted him slowly in the guts until he died. And we stuck the little bugger's head up on a pole. Ha, ha, ha. And you know what? It was about 3 to 4% started the war because of other British abuses, arrogant abuses. And it was about 5% by the end of 1776 that were fighting, that were standing up, that were off the fence, who weren't either Tory or neutral. And the more raping and killing and abuse and the more raiding of houses and the more SWAT team behavior that the Redcoats and the Germans engaged in, the more resistance they got. And then the war went on for, what, over 10 years? Well over 10 years. I mean, you think about that. On and on and on and on and on and on. And in almost every case, our army was outmatched 5-1. In some cases, 10-1. The British landed 30,000 troops at New York and already had over 10,000 there. And yes, they did dislodge the rebels from the island, from the peninsula, and from the islands in the area. But again, it isn't even winning every battle. It is just constantly showing up and fighting and standing up in the face of overwhelming odds, knowing you're right, knowing God's on your side, and taking action and having courage. And we can do the same thing in the information war today. So many people on their side are waking up and joining our ranks. We have the most fertile ground we've ever had to educate people about the types of tyranny we're living under. Look, I love this country, and I'm just so sick at the deception I see the American people laboring under. Those years that I exposed the New World Order and Bill Clinton. The years that I exposed how the Democratic Party was controlled and totally, totally rotten. And the poor Democrats associated their personal identities with the Democratic Party and Bill Clinton and thought that it was like a football game or, you know, it was some type of gladiatorial mock combat. And then they didn't care what the facts showed. They would just jeer you mindlessly. Well, then I look at Republicans today, they're even more mindless and Kool-Aid drinker cult-like in their following of George Bush, who himself is just a front man and a puppet, expanding every Bill Clinton program massively while putting out some conservative rhetoric. I mean, it's like robbers who come to your house and knock on the door and say that it's a, you know, FedEx delivery. And then you say, well, they said it was a FedEx delivery, so I didn't look out the keyhole or the eyepiece, the peephole, you know, even though FedEx doesn't deliver at 8 o'clock at night. So I just went ahead and opened the door, and why they rushed in on me. There's the analogy. I mean, the government tells you it loves you. The government tells you it's conservative. It's a lie. It's a ruse. It's a scam. You got big, powerful financial interests that want to control our lives to an even greater extent, who've bought and paid for both parties. Just wait till we get back and I get into Alan Greenspan. I'll get right into it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I've mentioned some of it, but I'm busy pontificating. I'm busy pontificating about, well, our founding fathers. Because I don't believe in the Republican or Democratic parties. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Fourth Amendment, being secure in your person's papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. I believe in the First Amendment for the freedom of religion and to practice it and to have no government laws whatsoever concerning religion or your free speech or your right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. And I'm sorry, folks, I don't care what party it is, that's all being erased. And I do want to just say this. I am humbled. I am amazed. I am thankful. I am blessed that we're gaining so many new radio stations, so many new affiliates right now. I mean, every week, big stations, mom and pop stations, they're all big stations, but really big stations in huge cities, small towns, you name it, are coming online picking up this broadcast. Because so many of these stations have had me on as a guest, or they've heard me on other stations, or they've heard me on as a guest, and on other radio stations, and they couldn't believe what I was talking about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and now everything I've talked about is mainstream news. We give you the evidence day one that the Beslan massacre was a Russian operation. Comes out mainstream news in Europe that it is. We tell you that MI6 is behind the London bombings. A month later, it comes out in the BBC and everything that, the head bomber is MI6, and they're protecting him. I mean, we come out and we talk about Al-Qaeda being CIA, and now that's public knowledge. I mean, I wish the things I talked about weren't true. I wish that it wasn't the case. I wish that we weren't losing our freedoms. I wish that a police state wasn't being set up. Believe me, I wish that it was just rogue Muslims out planning to bomb and release chemical and biologicals. That would be a much lesser threat than our trillion, multi-trillion dollar government, which most of the government is good people, just regular 9-to-5 Joes, you know, Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack. But at the same time, there are criminal elements in control of the main levers of power. And many of these well-meaning people actually believe they're taking part in good tasks that help the nation, whereas in reality, you put the big system together, all the different pieces together of the puzzle, and it's a nightmare situation. I'll tell this story, and then I will get to the news. Why am I so angry? Why am I so mad? Why do I get frustrated? Because there's no way to cover it all. I'm driving back yesterday from the Texas coast. Every time, once a year I go down there for a few days, and there's always a hurricane forms and comes, but luckily it was coming our direction after our little vacation was over. Again, I haven't had a big vacation in 5 years, so I apologize for taking 5 days off, but it's been 5 years since I did that, and I did it. In fact, I just said 5 years. I've never taken a week off. I have never taken a week off, but I did do it. Side issue. They re-air Rush Limbaugh here locally in Austin. Now, remember, folks, I mean, I was back in college, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I used to love Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I bought his books. I even wore a Rush Limbaugh T-shirt. I bought my father the Limbaugh letter. We're talking, 12 years ago or longer. But then my uncle said, he's not a real conservative son. And this is like, my uncle told me that about 15 years ago. And I rolled my eyes at him and argued with him. And then he started explaining to me how the Republicans were controlled. And this is back when George Bush was president. The first George Bush, Bush 41. And I still disagreed with him, but those seeds, 5 years later, when I myself had gotten into talk radio, began to grow, and I began to see. And let me tell you, if the Rush Limbaugh 15 years ago was bad, and a wolf in sheep's clothing, he's really bad today. So I'm driving back from Galveston, Texas, listening to 3 hours of Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I listened to him from the time I left Galveston till the time I got back to Austin, Texas. And it was lie after lie after lie. I mean, folks, it wasn't just twisting or spinning. He's never been this bad. And he sounded inebriated. I will tell you that. He sounded real weird. He sounded real arrogant, real assured, euphoric. He was gibbering at times. So you can say what you want about the statement I just made, but he sounded like the Limbaugh 2 years ago who was hopped up on enough Oxycontin to kill 5 horses. By the way, that's been in the news. Major medical doctors have said 100 Oxycontin of the strength he was taking would kill 5 regular-sized, average-sized horses. But Limbaugh says put anybody in prison, I've heard him, folks, who smokes marijuana and have automatic federal sentences for, 25 years for an 18-year-old the first time they're caught with cocaine. But that makes me really sick. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and cover old ground about Limbaugh. But I heard him say that, it just came out that 3 weeks ago in Seattle, peace activists, you want to know about this anti-war movement, how peaceful they are, 2 peace activists with a crowd beat 2 troops, beat them beat them at a restaurant. Beat them almost, and I bet a lot of you heard this Friday. They were re-airing Friday's show Sunday on KLBJ 590. So I'm listening to this, and they beat them. They beat them. And they broke their jaws, and this is what peace activists do. And I didn't hear him give a news report. I didn't hear him give a source. He wasn't giving any sources. He'd cover like 10 articles in an hour and maybe give one source. He wasn't giving a source. And I thought, this is really weird, as he normally does, and then just twist it. And so I'm listening to this. And again, folks, this isn't about bashing Rush Limbaugh. Okay? It's just, this is an example of total deception. Total lies. And I went, wait a minute, I remember a month ago, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, hearing about that, and it was just a brawl at a club. And soldiers get in fights all the time. And I thought, this is really, really weird. I'm going to reserve judgment, but peace activists normally are what Neil Bortz calls them. They are the bedwetting type. I mean, you know, the classic liberal is a groveling, simpering, pencil-necked, limp-wristed, bug-eyed weakling. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say it. And it just didn't fit the M.O., the modus operandi. And he sounded like he was just out of his gourd on, I mean, really, you could tell. It's like when somebody calls you up on the phone and you're like, have you been drinking or are you on something? Limbaugh sounded just nuts. And so I get home last night and I sit down and I go watch the video and I go read the articles. And these were believed to be two gang member types with some other gang members at a predominantly black gangbanger bar. And a black soldier and a white soldier go in there. And some people hit on their girlfriends and pat on them and stuff. And, folks, that's what goes on at these hip-hop bars. Black, white, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a bunch of gyrating, pumping. Basically, we're being reduced to the level of animals here in America. And I see 14-year-old girls on the street corner dancing like this. When I was down at the beach, I saw kids acting like, you know, middle-class children acting like demons. But it was like, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah or something. So that's what's going on in these clubs and these bars and stuff. And so there's a fight. And a group of individuals, black and white, attack these two soldiers and beat them up really bad. By the time it gets on the EIB network, by the time it's on there, it is evil liberals are assaulting. I mean, he actually said, this peace activist, I heard word for word, peace activists attacked and broke the jaws of two troops. And I thought, yeah, toe-to-toe, two soldiers got beat up by two peace activists. And sure enough, it was a total lie. No one has said that. No one has pushed that. No one had ever seen it. Totally false. And the police didn't release the Seattle footage because it hurt tourism, what, 5-6 years ago when a big group of blacks attacked a group of whites and were beating them up and robbing them? It was a racial attack. And because one of these people is white and there were some blacks there, that's what we're now getting out of the Seattle Police Department is this is a political correct thing. No, Limbaugh said because they're liberal and because it was troops being beat up, they didn't release the footage. So, there really is no end to it. There really is no end to it. And we have the audio from it, so let's just go ahead and play it. Here it is.
It is a brutal attack. Three men, at least two of them, Iraq War veterans, viciously beaten while dozens of others stood by and watched. This attack happened about 2:30 in the morning on Sunday, July 31st. Police tell us the soldiers were waiting in line here outside Larry's nightclub on First Avenue South. One of the alleged assailants groped one soldier's wife. Words were exchanged, and the soldiers turned to leave.
One of the individuals involved in the disagreement possibly threw a hot dog at one of the suspects. Apparently, it hit the suspect in the face with a hot dog. This apparently enraged the suspects.
The suspects allegedly followed the soldiers to First and Yesler and beat the men. Police are looking for three black men. Suspect one is described 5'11", 185 pounds. He was wearing a white cap, white shirt, and blue jeans. Suspect two is 5'7", weighs 170 pounds, has gold teeth, his hair is in cornrows. He was wearing black pants and a black shirt that says Scarface. Suspect three is 6 feet tall, wore a red baseball cap and a white T-shirt.
Okay, so we got people with gold teeth and cornrows and gang member outfits who beat up whoever they want, do whatever they want. I mean, that's the regular activity of gang member types. And some of these troops don't like it that their girlfriends were getting... if you don't want that to happen, don't go to one of those bars. Okay? I have been in them. And now I'll have to explain myself. My cousin, who now lives up in Chicago, is a DJ. And several times he was making me music tracks for videos, which you'll see listed in the credits, and I would have the enjoyment of going into one of these establishments, and I assure you after that I would have him bring me the CD outside during a song, just because I don't wish to be around it. But I have been in these establishments, and let me just tell you, it is amazing. Sodom and Gomorrah is the way to describe it, and this is how our children are now being taught to behave. But again, all that is a side issue. How does this, and I know a lot of you heard this last Friday, I heard it rebroadcast yesterday, how does this transfer into, this is very important, how does this transfer into peace activists beating up troops? I mean, it's just the most... Why do they let Limbaugh do what he does? I mean, he's gone out of his mind on the air. I mean, he's just gone completely. And, folks, it was hours of it. 3 hours of lying. I was getting into Houston. I could just start to pick up KLBJ. You know, leaving Galveston, and I was listening to 3 hours of it, and I heard it from start to finish yesterday. And, I mean, I shouldn't have. I got mad, folks. I mean, I was, like, banging the steering wheel, and which I rarely get that angry. I guess I've been disconnected from politics for a week. And the other stuff that made me mad while I was gone. I mean, I'm sitting there at the hotel on the exercise bike at 6:30 in the morning, last week, and Alan Greenspan is sitting there giving a speech, and he's saying that the economy may fall apart, and that things aren't looking good in the future, and that things are getting weaker. I mean, this is his worst dire prediction ever. And he says it's because of protectionist policies. Now again, that is the equivalent of telling somebody they had liver failure because they didn't drink enough Jack Daniels. You were only drinking 3 quarts a day of Jack Daniels, and so you had liver failure because you weren't drinking enough Jack Daniels. I mean, how do I articulate the level of that lie? Here is the individual who is really our president. I mean, he gets more respect than Bush does when he goes to Congress. They grovel, they lick his boots. He is the chairman, the CEO of the 12 families that own the 12 member banks of the private Federal Reserve. It's a fact, folks. Just stated fact. And they have set the policy. He has printed all this money that's now caused the real estate bubble to get this big, because real estate may be overinflated, but at least there's some tangible real value there, whereas there's not in the fiat currency. So people are rushing to real estate. I mean, look at fuel doubling in the last 2 years. Look at housing doubling in the last 10. Look at just everything exploding. We've got super inflation here. And people are running to where at least there's some value. Of course it's a bubble. Of course it's wildly overpriced. But it's the only thing keeping the bubble going. And here he is with a needle attempting to pop it when they caused it by the last decade of just the printing presses at the Mint going so fast, folks, they had to build new lines to literally running them 24 hours a day to print enough money. So it's the equivalent of Charlie Manson getting on the stand and chastising his cult for killing Sharon Tate and her baby. How dare you kill Sharon Tate? You are evil. It's like having Charles Manson as the judge or Hermann Göring as the judge at the Nuremberg trials. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Number one, we have no trade barriers to speak of. We are awash in slave goods from India to China to Latin America to 100-plus other third-world countries. Our entire industrial base has been shutting down, and as they prepare to implode the economy, Greenspan, who's the perpetrator of it all, stands up and says, because we're protectionist. I mean, that is just ridiculous. And we'll tell you about more of that when we get back. Your calls are coming up. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, back on the eve of 1929, the bankers, who'd already seized control of the country through the Federal Reserve System in 1913, allowed, quote, protectionists to put in a few trade barriers, a few tariffs on trade. And then when they imploded the economy, which the documents have all are now all public, the bankers actually instituted the Great Depression to blow out the economy so then they could buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. It was actually a empowerment time, or a shearing of the sheep. They actually engineered that. and then, of course, blamed it on the, quote, protectionist, you know, Smooth Hawlings Act. But now they don't even need to pass some tariff law or something. They just say protectionist activities have caused this. That's all they do. They just say, well, we're losing our jobs and the economy's in for a really rocky ride, and the housing bubble could implode, and oil prices are high because, and I saw Greenspan on TV say this, and I have the transcript here in front of me as well. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. All of this is happening, all of it, because we have protectionist policies. Yes, yes. And our troops were attacked by peace activists in Seattle. Limbaugh. I mean, it's just the level of lying is getting ridiculous. Oh, by the way, when I was out in Crawford 2 weeks ago, we had people threaten to physically attack us if we simply said to them, but no WMDs were found. And I got back on that Monday, and people didn't believe me that it was that bad, that the neocons were that embarrassing. And then the next day, the people were running over crosses with their vehicles, dragging pipes down the road, and, you know, gunshots over their heads. And the person admits, well, I don't like them being here. And, you know, just all of this going on. Well, now, since then, with 4,000 people there over the weekend, thousands for Bush, thousands against Bush. But again, when I was there, there were hundreds and hundreds against the war, and five or six for the war, and the news said it was 50-50. So I don't know what the truth is. I'm sure it's the same lie. We're probably, you know, 100 Bush supporters, and they called them 2,000. But in the so-called liberal media, always lying for the neocons. But there's a story. There's several mainstream news articles I have here where Bush supporters would have signs that were no war, and then under it would say no freedom. But the Bush supporters were so stupid that they saw no war and were physically pushed and almost attacked, and the sign was grabbed, and then the neocons groveled and said, no, look, no war, no freedom, we're for Bush. And the neocons shook their heads. I mean, there was actually a pack of them physically went after and was chasing. I have the article right here, chasing them and grabbing their sign. I mean, now, I guess I should have gone out there. We sent a reporter out there who got video this weekend. I heard about it down at the beach, basking. And so we sent Morris Wood out there, and he's going to have that report filed. That'll be on the website this week, Prison Planet folks, PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, I mean, literally chasing people. So now I've got to go out there with a sign that says that I'm against the war, and I guess I'll be... Oh, and they went and tried to grab crosses, and the police let them take the names off the crosses because the people came and said, we talked to the families, and they don't want their names on these crosses. Well, so what? That's the First Amendment. So you found two families who you claim don't want their sons' names on the crosses. It doesn't matter. It's called free, and the cops took their names off. Ugh. I mean, just chasing people. And it's insanity.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.